If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. So this week I wanted to cover mirror work. Now this was a question sent in from Gemma from Instagram, all about how mirror work can help us and help with our self-love and the importance of mirror work, and also how the heck you do it, because some people it just seems like, okay, well, like, I stand in the mirror and what do I do? So mirror work essentially came from the beautiful Louise Hay, who I preach to so much, founder and mama of Hay House. And basically Louise Hay, if you don't know, she's an incredible woman, look her up, and she wrote an incredible book called You Can Heal Your Life, which, again, massive recommendation. You definitely need to read this. And I also use Louise Hay's Power Thought cards. I think they're called Power Thought cards. They're like affirmation cards. You can get them off Amazon. They're like in a green little box. And these are really beautiful. I like to do them every day. And they're just little cards you pull, a bit like angel cards, a bit like tarot cards. And they will give you a beautiful affirmation to read out, which is always dead spot on for me. So mirror work essentially is affirmations. It's affirmations, but it's in the mirror, and this is a great practice for self-love. I freaking love mirror work, and this is a great reminder to myself that I totally need to do this more as well, because I need to practice what I preach too. So the reason why mirror work works so well with self-love is simply because you're looking at yourself. I know that sounds vain, I know that sounds silly, but you're looking at yourself, so therefore you're addressing yourself. You're looking into your eyes, you're looking into your soul. There is nowhere you can hide when you're looking in the mirror, and it just makes it more believable, I think. Like, when I'm trying to tell myself that I'm loved, that I'm supported, and, you know, like, I've got myself, I've got this, yeah, it can feel good, but when you say it to yourself in the mirror and really look into your eyes, it's a whole nother level. You're just like, damn, that's real. Like, I believe it, Emma. So some of the mirror work I really like to do is once a day, I will look in the mirror and just tell myself that I really, really love myself. So I'll say, Emma, I really, really love you and you're incredible. And when you first do this, you're going to think it's freaking weird. You're going to think, oh my God, I'm so vain. If anybody could see me right now, they're going to be like, oh my God, she stood in the mirror telling herself that she loves herself. But that is all judgment and that is all ego, and we need to drop that. So you can start off by simply just telling yourself that you love yourself. That's like kind of the simple steps. And then you can kind of take it onto affirmations. So again, you could use Louise Hay's thought cards like I do. You could create your own affirmations. These could be affirmations that you've written to coincide with your desires, your manifestations. There is so much you can do. And I really feel when you need to like stress a point to yourself and like really, really make yourself believe it, mirror work is really good. So whether it's just a full blown conversation, like sometimes I just have a full blown mirror conversation, and that's the beauty of mirror work. There's no right or wrong answers, really. It's just your relationship with yourself, the connection that you have with yourself, and what you want to tell yourself, essentially. And this could be really good for inner child work as well. So if you haven't heard of inner child work, inner child work certainly comes from a lot of our fears. It comes from stuff that has stemmed from our childhood, especially, and can really help us heal and feel that self-love. So my ultimate fear is the fear of not being loved, and that is something which I've addressed massively recently, and mirror work has really helped me to address my inner child, address myself, and tell the little Emma inside of me what she would wanted to hear. So mirror work can be really good for inner child work, to just really stress that love, stress that you're supported. And, you know, when you're looking at yourself and saying this stuff, you can't lie, you can't hide from yourself. Like, you're there, you're looking at yourself, you're authentic, you're looking in the mirror like, damn, I am here. Like, I can't hide from myself. Like, you know your truth, you know what feels right, you know what feels wrong in your life. And I feel that when you do mirror work, like, you're forced to just, like, step up and be authentic, like, step into your truth and be like, hey, let's have a little talk here. So most of you will probably say, right, how often should I do mirror work? It's entirely up to you. I think you should be doing it every day, whether it's 5 minutes in the morning when you're brushing your teeth, whether it's 5 minutes at night before you go to bed. Like, there is always time for mirror work, and maybe even throughout the day if you find yourself in a stressful situation, or you're finding yourself that you need that little bit of support and guidance. And, you know, in the work toilets, or I don't know, like a public toilet, I mean, it's up to you where you want to do it. But mirror work is always available, and always, like, it always helps to uplift you and center you once again. So they can simply come from affirmations, like I said. So you can just start off by voicing some affirmations. You know, Louise Hay, like I said, has a great list of affirmations online, in her Power Thought cards, in the book You Can Heal Your Life. There's so many affirmations, and like I said, you can create your own as well. There's no rule of what you can and can't say. Like, you can create your own affirmations, and saying them to yourself in the mirror just really affirms it, because you believe it as well. And I think, especially when you're reciting affirmations every day, if you're not, like, believing them, or you're not feeling them, and you're like, this is really far away, or I'm just not connecting with it, or it doesn't feel real, mirror work can really help to solidify that feeling and really help to invoke those feelings that you want to feel, of the truth of, like, yes, I feel this, like, yes, this resonates with me, like, I'm believing it. And they say it takes 21 days to change a practice, to change a habit, and definitely mirror work is a 21-day practice. And I really started to develop my mirror work when I bought Louise Hay's mirror work book, and I think it was either 21 or 25 days. I can't remember the exact figure. But yeah, it was a book designed with practices every single day over that period. And you would do a practice each day, and there would also be an accompanying meditation, which you could go on the Hay House website and listen to as part of the book. So that was really, really good. So that's another great book I can highly recommend reading if you really want to, like, get into your self-love. And mirror work is so vital in the work of self-love, because we can do chakra meditations, we can work on our heart chakra, which is so important with self-love. And, you know, we can do so many things. We can heal our egos, we can heal our wounds, we can face our fears, we can just love ourselves, treat ourselves, be ourselves. But essentially, like, we've got to get comfortable with the person that's in the mirror. We've got to be able to look in the mirror and see love at that person. And, you know, if you hate looking in the mirror, then there is some work to do there. Like, we have really got to address that, because you should just look in the mirror and be like, bitch, I'm your number one supporter. Like, I freaking love you. Yes. So you need to really focus on getting to that stage. And like I said, the first few times you do this, if you've never done mirror work before, you will think, oh my God, this is so cringe. I'm literally, like, staring into my eyes. Oh, this is awkward. Oh, I love myself. Do I believe that? Oh, I'm not sure. Like, there will be so many egotistical thoughts that come up, like, you're a nutter. And, you know, you might even get comments from your friends and family if you live with them or whatever, like, if someone catches you doing it. But, you know, that's all just judgment. Like, you've got to do it for you, girl. Like, you just need to do it. Just stand in the mirror and declare your love, because that is the best thing you can do to feel good about yourself, feel good about situations in your life, feel good about your manifestations, and to just freaking feel good, definitely. So whenever you feel yourself going into these, like, panicked states, or a bit of anxiety, or fearful states, like, you can just simply just stand in the mirror and just reassure yourself. Like, what would you tell a friend if they came to you? What would you tell them as a piece of advice if they were going through what you're going through? You know, give them that advice, give them that belief, you know, just as you would to a friend, and you're giving it to yourself, which is the best gift of all. So look into your eyes, really feel the emotion, emphasize the love, you know, like, I really, really love you. And soon enough, you will believe it, because your brain and your subconscious will just be like, oh yes, we do love each other. Like, we've, you know, I've had this for 21 days now. Like, yes, I do love myself. And it's just about getting raw. It's about getting authentic. It's about, you know, feeling that comfort with looking at yourself. And, you know, it's not a case of looking at yourself and, you know, being like, damn, I'm sexy. I mean, like, of course, say that. But, you know, I'm trying to stress that it doesn't come from an egotistical place. It's from an absolutely loving place where you accept yourself, where you love yourself, where you're at harmony with yourself, and you can feel comfortable enough to stand in front of the mirror, say your beautiful affirmations each day, or say some of Louise's, or even just, you know, recite your manifestations, give yourself a pep talk. And I've seen some great videos on Facebook, especially of little children stood in front of mirrors and they're like, I'm incredible, I'm invincible, I'm fierce. And it's the cutest thing ever. If you can find these, they are so cute. And hashtag, I'm definitely making my daughter do that when she's older. Like, I'm confident, I'm strong. So yeah, like, there is, I should say, when she's older, she's not even born. Can I just stress that before people start thinking I'm pregnant? I'm fully aware that I'm having a daughter through spirit, but yeah, she's definitely not here yet, just to stress that. So this is like the kind of pep talk you can give yourself, like, you know, what would a motivational person, like, if I was stood in front of you, what would I say to you? I'd be like, come on, tell me what you are. And that's a pep talk you can give yourself, being like, I am strong, I am fierce, I am love, I emit love, I attract love, I am healed. Like, whatever resonates for you, like, give yourself that freaking pep talk. Like, put some motivational music on if you want to. Like, I freaking love Eminem's song. Oh, what's it called? You know, you've already, I'm not gonna rap it. Jesus, that'd be embarrassing. The one where you've got one shot, do not miss your chance to glow, is it? Or grow? This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Lose yourself. There we go, it's called Lose Yourself, before I embarrassingly wrap it. So I like to put that on, and I do mirror work with it, and it's quite, I guess it's quite a gangster song, so it's a bit aggressive. But, you know, if Take That is more your jam, then you could put some Take That on, or whatever floats your boat. Like, put some motivational music on, fill your room with love, light some candles, maybe call your angels around you, or whatever resonates with you, and you can just stand in the mirror and just be like, you've got this. Like, you have got this. You are going to get that job. You are going to get that man. You are going to do this. You are going to succeed. You are going to be fly. You are going to do this. You're going to attract loads of money. Like, you are successful. But obviously say, I am successful, instead of you are, because, well, I guess you could. But I think it works more if you're like, I am going to get this job. I am going to manifest this man. I am going to be successful. I am going to do this, because I am is the most powerfulest statement in the terms of universe. Like, when you say I am, and something afterwards, you're literally affirming that that is creating, like, that is happening. So be careful of your words, even in your daily life, definitely. And I've stressed that many times in these podcasts, of the power of your thoughts and the power of your words. So I am is a powerful statement, and it can be used for absolute positivity. So yeah, have an I am affirmation spree. Like, just go hard. Like, just have a little party in your bathroom and just affirmation it up. And, you know, raise your vibration naturally as well. These are really good things to do. I mean, you might have to explain it to your husband or partner and just be like, trust me, I'm not crazy, it's all fine. But these raise your vibration so much, doing these. And, you know, especially if you do it every day. Like, I'm not saying you have to do the music every day, but you could, like, you know, just have an I am spree, or just pep talk in the car to work, whatever it is. Give yourself the pep talk. Be your biggest cheerleader. Like, cheer yourself on and let yourself know that you've got this. Like, that's what our inner child wants to hear. That's what our heart wants to hear. And when we're feeling doubt or we're feeling fearful, that's all we want. We want that pep talk. You know, if we were feeling worried or concerned about something, we'd maybe go to a friend, we'd maybe go to a parent, and we'd, you know, we'd ask for their advice. Well, bitch, give yourself that advice. Like, what do you want to hear? You know what you want to hear. Say it to yourself. Like, you don't need someone else to say it to you, because maybe they're going to give you some, like, pretty funky advice, which maybe isn't actually what, well, maybe not what you want to hear, but maybe what you don't kind of need to hear. Like, you know what you want to hear, and you know what you need as a pep talk. So give yourself that pep talk, you know, give yourself that confidence, give yourself that self-love. And this is an incredible way to build your confidence within yourself, an incredible way to build that relationship with yourself and feel more at ease and feel more at peace with yourself, your life, and you know, self-love is certainly the answer to so much. Like, I can guarantee that most situations when people feel shit, the answer is self-love. So by doing the mirror work, by doing the self-love practices, working on your heart chakra especially, you're just giving yourself so many blessings. Like, you're giving yourself so many opportunities to grow, evolve, and become an incredible being of light and love. And that's incredible. Like, that's a massive achievement, and that is a miracle in itself. So really focus on finding that self-love, really getting comfortable with yourself in the mirror, and, you know, just loving yourself. And I know this sounds stupid, but I want you guys to try this as well. So this is going to sound really weird to anybody who's like not spiritual who's listening, but when I'm doing my mirror work in the bathroom, it's normally once I've come out of the shower, and sometimes I just like to give myself a spiritual hug. So you know when you like flap your towel on your back to dry your back and you like hold it in your arms, I just like to wrap it around myself and pretend it's a hug, and it does feel like a hug. And I just like say, you know, like, I love you so much, universe. And I feel like my angels and my spirit guides and the universe are saying, like, you know, we love you, we've got you, like, you can trust us. And as simple and weird as that may be, it's actually a really powerful practice that just makes me feel so connected to the universe and so connected to all the divine love that is out there. So you can stand in a towel if you want to when you're doing your mirror work. Imagine this spiritual hug with your towel and feel the love around you. And, you know, if you're having doubts or you're having fearful thoughts, then reassure yourself. Just be like, you know, look past the illusions, look past the lack, and speak with how you want the situation to be. Like, you know, face the truth. Obviously, I'm not saying like be delusional and like completely ignore any issues that are there, but definitely like speak positively and speak lovingly. Like, what's the best thing you can do at this time for yourself? Is it to support yourself? Is it to have confidence in yourself? Is it to raise your standards? Like, whatever the situation is, look at what you can do for yourself. What is the most loving thing to do for yourself? And honor that, and honor that in the mirror. So mirror work should definitely be like a daily thing. You know, I'm not saying you have to do like 20, 30 minutes a day, but maybe once a week, like, do your I am affirmation round or something that resonates with you, a practice that you find. But definitely, definitely, like, affirmations are so powerful, and it speaks into existence. It's speaking your world into a great existence. And you'll find over time as well, the more you do this, the more, once, you know, like I said, you'll feel comfortable to be able to look in the mirror and feel that love and automatically feel that love without having to say all the affirmations. But also over time, you'll believe the affirmations more. And when you say them, you'll be like, damn, yeah, I do trust you, because we have been right and we can trust our intuition and we can trust this. So yeah, like, I can trust you. So it's all about returning to love. It's all about dissolving the ego, returning to love, and remembering that the universe totally has our back no matter what. And the fact of mirror work is beautiful because, you know, we can't, like I said, we can't hide from ourselves. We're staring into our eyes, we're staring into our souls, and that is the most beautiful thing ever, because you see your truth and you know your truth and you can own your truth. So I would love to know. I have a Facebook group where we are all part of a community and we all discuss the podcast. So if you want to come on over, it's Law of Attraction Support Group Emma Mumford over on Facebook. And I'd love to know your thoughts on mirror work. Have you tried it before? What do you find really works for you? Because it's such a unique practice that I'm sure there's so many different methods and ways of doing it, but it's so, so important. So even if you've listened to this podcast today and been reminded of the beauty of it, then take it as a sign that yes, we need to work on this. We need to love ourselves. We need to fully embrace our amazingness and tell ourselves we love ourselves, because sometimes that's all we need. It's not hearing it externally. It's not finding that elsewhere. It's about bloody reassuring ourselves and saying, do you know what? I've got you. Like, none of this matters. I've got you. We're awesome. And we're going to manifest some cool stuff. So I hope this podcast has helped you. Thank you so much, Gemma, for your question. And as always, if you want me to cover any other topics here on the podcast, then please do let me know. Give me a message. And if you want to find out any more information on my work, you can, of course, find everything at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I appreciate all your listens and likes. And don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, and I will see you in my next podcast, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.